This is Robert Monroe with another tape report from our Explorer files. And TC is the reporter in this case, with excerpts from several sessions. TC is the explorer who is unable to communicate while in the out-of-body state. Therefore, he returns periodically to his physical body so he can speak. Here is a series of such reports.
On the way back to resume communications, I noticed an effect that had happened to me before that I had neglected to note, and that is a accelerating feeling backwards. Backwards being like to the back of, to the back of the head, kind of. Maybe the way I'm lying now would be to the north. Hard to really put a direction on it. Just general, the word backwards seems to fit. And an acceleration, seemed to be moving very, very fast, even experiencing like a G-force during the acceleration. That same phenomena occurred just before the judge courtroom scene disappeared and the intelligences that were behind that seemed to emerge. Further communications indicated only very vaguely what it was that they had in mind. They seemed to have been given almost the job to work with me, and I tried to pinpoint what work with meant. And they really wouldn't be very specific, but it's just work with in general, part of which would be with my ability to manifest myself in their reality and communicate with them. Some of the work would be on that. They gave me the visual image of my situation as if I'm standing in a doorway with my reality, or with physical matter reality on one side and their reality on the other. And they would help me to walk on through that doorway rather than stand sort of between the two. Something else I am trying to remember. Oh yes, they chided me some on my inability to remain perfectly steady in the communications and within their reality, like I really should be able to do better. And secondly, they seemed somewhat amused at the success, or at the ease of success, that they had in luring me to them. Using the attractive female for that purpose seemed to amuse them. They seemed not really to want to go much further than that, which made me a little suspect of whether or not they really would continue as promised. But they... assured me that they would. I don't really know whether I believe them or not. I guess we'll see. End of report. Making the transition to and from.
Try moving out in the 3 o'clock direction to your right as you remember, and move along the line and see what contact and communication you follow or approach, what you find. And then after suitable contact communication, come back and report. All right.
Okay.
Time lapse, 3 minutes.
Not having much success establishing a meaningful communication, a great deal of not very meaningful things have happened. Upon going out to the right, as suggested, I went by the same space as described earlier with the Virginia-type countryside, went right on by, further out, and kept going, and got to a place where there seemed like there were two big, roundish, almost like big boulders, and they were kind of grayish-white with black dots on them. And out in that area, the pulsations started to get much stronger, and as long as my consciousness stayed there, pulsations were very strong. Cognitive kind of communication could be made, though. It just seemed like an anomalous piece of space. I couldn't get any conceptual or verbal information. So then I tried to reestablish contact with sources of last Tuesday. And seemed to have flickering successes on and off. Like I would, for a few seconds, would seem to make a contact, and then it would disappear, and I would find myself back here. And then I would go off to the right again, and a little flicker of communications would start. Not necessarily with the same sources as of last Tuesday, but just some sort of communication would start, and a few words or sentences, a few ideas would come across, and then I would be back here again. It didn't seem to be very steady. After having made numerous attempts, I thought a long enough time had gone by, so I came back to report.
Very good. And now start at the 12 o'clock spot, directly over where your physical head might be, and begin moving down from 12 around to 1 and 2 and 3 down to the right, very slowly, and think in your mind that you desire communication with sources who have knowledge of the planet Earth. And if you make communication, establish contact, then determine what you can and then report.
After much searching, I have found a source willing to communicate, does have some knowledge of Earth. It's very quiet out here today. For some reason, almost like a holiday. Everyone's gone. Anyhow, did find one source. And I asked him if he could provide information of some sort of device, some sort of technical thing that would enable me to demonstrate the efficacy of such communication. And he wasn't too interested in that idea. He said, if it's devices you want, then go study your own science. He says, you come here to learn about the things in this reality or in this realm. If you want devices, then go study your own textbooks. Essentially, I then said, well, such a device would carry a great deal of influence and weight in convincing others of the validity of these communications. And his reply was that he really wasn't concerned with convincing others of anything, that he really had no need or desire to convince anyone of anything. That really wasn't his thing. So then he asked me, he says, well, you know, what other questions or, you know, what else would you like to know? So I came back to report to let you have that question.
Very good. Ask him why it is so quiet where you have been exploring, first of all. Second, ask if he has ever been in physical existence on the planet Earth. If not, what is his source? In other words, what is his origin? And third, ask some of the fundamental laws and rules that exist in his reality, and what are those laws and rules? Try those three and then report. Time lapse, 3 minutes, 22 seconds.
I was not able to reestablish contact with that particular entity, which was very unusual. Although I had somewhat of a feeling that there may be a difficulty when I left. I've been experiencing other things. Black line almost seems to be going back and forth in front of my vision. It was for a while. My body would sometimes be upside down, sometimes standing on my head. It would lose all sense of physical orientation. Other things like that have been going on from time to time. I seemed to run into another source or two while I was out there and tried to take advantage of the same three questions. but nothing really very meaningful. Conversations were pretty dull, sort of like I would ask, why are things so quiet? And the answer would be, quiet? It's quiet? And I'd say, yes, why am I having so much trouble establishing any kind of communication? You're having trouble. So I just couldn't seem to get any satisfaction. And then I'd say, well, do you know of the Earth? Yes, I've heard of it. And I'd say, well, are you from the Earth? No. I'd say, well, what, you know, where are you from? He says, oh, just here. What do you do? You know, I'm just here. Almost got the impression that this entity just kind of floats around, bumping into other intelligences occasionally and holding some communication now and then, but mostly just kind of floats around doing mostly nothing. Like, that's just an example of what I mean when I say a not very interesting communication. So I pretty well just ignore that and go on to something else. And that's been the nature of all the communications today, and not very meaningful, not very informed sources, when I can find a source at all.
DCA is trying the elation process in one step again now.
Expanding in physical space or physical-like space is different than expanding in mental space. The main difference being an object with which you have reference to, in this case, the Earth. I tried expanding two different ways. First couple of times, I expanded one-dimensionally, that is, along a line in a particular direction, like backing away from the Earth, like growing larger and larger, but leaving and expanding away from the Earth in a direction along a line, along a radial from the Earth. I did this several times. First time, as I got further and further away, and the Earth tended to disappear among other heavenly bodies, first the solar system and then the sun and so on would tend to get smaller, I felt a gut reaction to keep track of myself, where I was, in case I would get lost and not be able to find my way back. But realizing that that was kind of silly, that I would always be where I am, I did this a couple of more times, trying not to have that reaction of worrying about getting lost, and was able to suppress that or conquer it, and moved way back off until the Earth and the solar system, even the galaxy, was indistinguishable. It seems the compression, the returning, the shrinking, is a faster process than the backing up. It almost goes automatically, like you just relax the will to expand and you just kind of get reeled right on in, like letting go of a wind-up vacuum cleaner cord. Just pulls you right in. The second way of expanding was more interesting for what it did to the mind, and that was to expand two-dimensionally. That is, instead of expanding along a line, expand as a surface, a spherical surface, if you like, expanding away from the Earth being at the center of the sphere, and the spherical, concentric spherical surface expanding in all directions at the same time away from the Earth being the center or the origin, and expanding spherically in all directions away from the Earth's center was somehow just a more interesting experience. End of report.
And here is an excerpt from the following session with TC.
I've done some exploring. First, just general in 12, loss of body consciousness, seemed to be traveling backward, seemed to change orientation. Feet were up and head was down. These changing orientation soon kind of stabilized, kind of an upside down position. I then went on to communicate and seemed to find the source of Tuesday a week ago, source to which I was lured. At least I believe it to be the same. I asked several questions. Strangely enough, whenever I asked why it was so silent last Tuesday, I just draw a blank. It's not really a blank like I don't know. It's more of a blank like I'm not telling. But I'd never get an answer of any sort. If they didn't know, I would at least expect to get an I don't know. But I draw a complete, just blank. I asked about technical information, technical or scientific information on how we might be better able to control or manipulate energy, the kind of energy that we're utilizing in these communications, or any other kind of energy system other than those of which we are familiar. And it was very definite that such manipulations or such energy systems that can be manipulated for power uses, for everyday uses. But the difficulty in transferring that information seems to be the method of communications. I was shown a blackboard drawing or schematic, but the detail was fuzzy and not to the degree of clarity necessary to actually build from it. The source went on to explain that this is the nature of the communication, that it is conceptual in nature, and that a technical detail is very difficult to translate conceptually. That I could see the drawings of such a device only as a representation of drawings, the idea that such drawings exist and could be made is like the concept given to me, and then I see like a visual image of such drawings. But that's a far cry from giving actual schematics or engineering drawings, which the detail necessary for such a device to be built. So the basic nature of this telepathic conceptual type communication seems to be a barrier to passing quite specific information. I don't really understand in my own mind exactly why that's so, but that seems to be the general gist of what was said. But when I said, well, you know, what do you want to tell me? Deliver a message. I didn't really get the feeling that he was there to instruct like a professor. Or at least if he was, he didn't seem to take the opportunity to do so. It seemed to be more that the sources are there for us to query, rather than for them to deliver packaged information to us.
Very good. Then why don't you try to go back to the source and inquire of him from his position, his overview, what can he perceive of the planet Earth and its geologic conditions? Now, as we measure time during the next 10 to 12 years of how we measure time, and see what his response is. Lapse time 255.
Recontacted the source and asked the source about his vantage point or his perspective, and asked him if he were familiar with Earth, and his reply was, yes, that's my territory. I got the idea that Earth and was sort of his assigned beat. Also got the idea that he and other entities, other intelligences are made available to us to help us maximize or get through our Earth experience. I don't mean get through like get it over with. I just mean to help us get as much out of it as possible. They're there like as explainers or helpers and are particularly assigned to like Earth duty. I then asked about the geological conditions in the next year, and he picked that data up from my mind and knew that that's what I was thinking about, and his reaction to that was, I didn't know that information was available. And I kind of got the idea that he was surprised that this information had been given out, had been released.
Time to turn over and get your recording, your cassette turned over to the other side. Start the other side now. Now we begin the second side of the cassette with TC reporting again from another session.
This seems to be my night for jumping off of buildings. I started after going to 10 by finding myself on top of the parking garage in Charlottesville, just getting up on the edge and leaping off, whereupon I found it quite easy to fly. At first it seemed to be daylight in Charlottesville. I don't know whether I was behind time or ahead of time. It was a nice sunny day, but I desired to get to present time, in which case it suddenly turned night. I went home, followed the streets to get home, so I wouldn't have so much trouble locating the house from above. Went into the house, through the roof, was in bed. I tried to communicate with her, manifest my presence. She was sleeping. Then I tried to work on her health, gave her some green energy. And then the sort of a dual presence started to creep back into my mind, where I was also aware that I was here as well as there. Then the scenery changed. I was in some kind of building, some sort of structures. I seemed to be moving through them. All of a sudden, I came to the edge again of like a balcony, went right on over the edge and started to fly again. This time I settled down in what seemed to be maybe an art gallery or a museum, except I was inside an exhibit. It was a big modern art exhibit that was three-dimensional. And I ended up inside of it, stepped through it, and walked on into this area. Nothing much seemed to be going on, so I thought I'd come back and report. Visualized blue, green, and purple in many different shapes and patterns. At first, they would stay only a fraction of a second and then be replaced by other patterns. Particularly green triangles, blue circles, and purple rectangles. But the thing that stayed and the pattern that persisted was sort of a marble, what I would describe as a marble swirling kind of pattern, with the blue and the green and the purple kind of mixed like the swirls in a piece of marble or maybe oil in water. I moved through this color. Actually, it sort of reminds me of a rug that I used to have that was those colors, with a swirled pattern. Moved through those colors, the first two or three times, and didn't experience anything at all. The next time I went through, I entered on the other side of the color into what seemed to be a city. It was a very large rectangular city. After thinking about it for a while, how I might describe it, I thought that its bulk and heaviness reminded me of the kind of structures you find in Washington, D.C., in the area where all the government buildings are.
not old buildings, but big, immense buildings, concrete and marble, sort of like a post office kind of imposing structures. I then came back and went back again and found myself under a dome. Strange. It's like a huge dome-shaped thing with a cylindrical floor and a big dome over it, and I was in the center, almost like the sort of like the rotunda, except smoother. Came back through the color again and went back once more and was back in the city again. And then the next trip through was back in the dome. And then decided to report. End of report.
Very good. Now go through the same pattern. The same pattern and look for an intelligent contact or communication. Report after such contact and communication. Time 3:22.
I seem to have some difficulty this time keeping my mind focused where I wanted it to be focused. I would all of a sudden be someplace or have some kind of very clear and stark visual imagery, and then I would realize that I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, and then I would all of a sudden be back here, and I'd start off again and end up someplace other than where I was trying to go and come back here. And after doing that maybe 6 or 7 times, I was successful going back through the colors. Although a strange thing happened in that as I was thinking over and over in my mind the colors blue, green, and purple, after I finished saying purple, a voice said to me, "And red." And I'd say, "Blue, green, purple." And a voice would say, "And red." So red got added to my list of colors. Then I saw the colors more as stripes, mostly horizontal kind of stripes. And the red was in there with the rest of them. Not exactly horizontal stripes, but something like that. I tried to get more out of that particular intelligence, and when I did, I got a very clear picture of a man, of a face, kind of large, stretchy mouth. I don't know just quite how to describe him. It reminds me of one of the professors of physics at the university. An unusual mouth with a large mouth, I guess, with funny thick lips. But I didn't seem to be able to get much conversation going. I kind of had the feeling that it would have been very helpful for me to have a particular avenue to investigate rather than just kind of wait for him to bring up the subject. End of report. Well, I expect so.
Then go ask the question, what relationship, if any, does he have to our activities? The second question, ask, how can he help our activities? third question, does he have any direct relationship with any of us? Any direct relationship? Try that one. Time, 4:12.
This time the return trip was very easy. Part of what it was giving me trouble before was that when I would come back to report, my eyes would begin to burn. And while I was reporting, my eyes would burn. Then when I would stop reporting and go back, my eyes would stop burning. This happened the first few times, and it took maybe 5 minutes or so after the reporting had stopped before the eyes had stopped burning. But this phenomena seems to have stopped, so without the eye-burning distraction, I was able to go right back to that source without difficulty. The source seemed to be very familiar with us, I guess us at the lab. This was not the usual kind of source that I run into. It just seems to be passing through, and like you bump into the stranger on the street. In the very beginning, as you were still asking the questions, the contact was being made, and it was that immediate, and it was very strong. Anyhow, he seems to be a person who, or an entity whose ordinary work or job is helping people, helping human beings. And he does this help by, or he performs this by working with the human subconscious. He works on a subconscious level with people. I'm not sure exactly what he does, but I kind of had the idea that he would maybe impart suggestions, get people's subconscious working toward solutions to problems, but it was always on a subconscious level. And he has taken on this work with us at the lab. Now, the reason I'm faltering here is because I have a very strong sensation of being on two levels at the same time, like my body is above myself and below myself at the same time, and it's such a strange sensation that it's kind of hard to ignore it. I can't even explain it very well, but a very weird spatial thing. Anyhow, he seems to have taken us on like as a side project, sort of a pet project of his, to see if he couldn't aid in the development of consciousness awareness. It's sort of like this is a special project for him to help us become more aware of our consciousness and the nature of our consciousness. And the thing that we can do to aid in this process, of course, is just logging more hours, more practice, putting in more time, exploring the consciousness in a regular, methodical, I guess is the word, in a methodical way, regularly. Somehow it just the number of hours or the amount of time spent in the process seems to be important or very fruitful. End of report. Yes.
Go then and ask about the levels of existence here in this human physical life. And they're just the various levels of human existence here in this physical life. And immediately thereafter, ask him to give you the level numbers by numbers and the meaning thereof. Human physical existence and immediately thereafter, and give me the numbers and the levels. Time 5, 6, 2.
I didn't really understand the question, but I heard what you said quite clearly, so I thought maybe the source would understand the question and put the question to the source about the levels of humanity, numbers, and I guess what the numbers meant or what the different classes were. And I received a reply that goes something like this. The levels seem to relate to the extent that a person is aware of the nature of their consciousness. First level would be those that are unconscious of their consciousness. I guess we would almost tend to think of them as primitive type people, although not necessarily primitive in a cultural sense. A person who was mainly instinctual, acted on gut reaction. The second level would be a person who was aware of their subconscious, maybe I should say unconsciously aware of the subconscious. That makes sense. And the third and last would be that group that was consciously aware of other levels of consciousness or consciously aware of the subconscious. And there are all, of course, gradations in between. There's really an infinite number of levels, since it's a continuum between these three. The three just being stereotypes. As far as immediately after death, the source seemed to indicate something that was a little surprising to me. I had always had the impression that from Seth, that after death, joining the over entity, a person sort of regains a great deal more wisdom and vision than they had had when on Earth. But this source seemed to indicate that that wasn't true, that the person in the first class, one of the class of ignorance about their own consciousness, or unawareness of their consciousness, really maintained their individual personality and therefore could only be given just the rudiments of what was going on. They would only vaguely grasp the nature of existence before they would go back into a another incarnation. And so on up the line with the other classes. The one that was vague, that was more aware, would then be also more aware after death of what was going on and of the nature of existence and the nature of the learning process taking place on Earth. And the one that was most conscious, of course, would be the most aware after death. So it seemed like you carried over your level of awareness after death that you had before death. At least that was the answer I got. Another thing was that as soon as I went back and reestablished contact, I was reminded that there was something that I should have reported last time that I didn't. And that is, when asked what we could do, besides telling me that logging more hours was helpful, he said the idea of the color pattern was very helpful, and that when we visualize the purple and blue and green, and by the way, my purple, blue, and green is still like swirls in marble, but it has a red border around it. Anyway, that this was like a signal to him that we were making an effort to affect communications. And it wasn't like there was anything particularly magic about those particular colors, other than it was just a good signal that he would notice, and somehow our thinking the colors was very noticeable to him, and he could be aware of our projecting the thoughts of those colors and then come establish the contact. So he thought that the color pattern as a flag for communications was very useful. I had forgot to say that last time. Anyway, another interesting thing was that his form changed this time. Although the thick lips remained, all of a sudden, right very close to me, in front of me, was this huge figure, almost like a Polynesian totem type idol. Very large figure with, again, the thick lips. Though the form had changed, I definitely had the feeling it was the same entity. End of report. Yes, it is well within the ability of this entity to talk through me. In other words, this is a possibility. It does not seem to be practical right now because of the nature of my consciousness, nature of my awareness. It doesn't seem the match or the fit or the synchronization or whatever it is that needs to take place, the maybe intensity of identification isn't yet such that this could be done very easily right now, but it could be developed. with further communications, it should be no trouble in developing this capacity. But it doesn't really exist as a practicality right now, though it does exist as a possibility.
Very good. And then offer your thanks for the communication and appreciation for this cooperation, and that we will return again to signal him for such communication. And after you do so, then move back into town and slowly count yourself down back to Seymour. And there you have it, another Explorer session. Hope you find it stimulating, and do send me your comments. Thank you.